Simshimem Tes. Sifal Kol Adam Yeshli Arba Amos Brishus Rabim Shiachol Taltu Behem. So we know that the law is that a person cannot carry something 4 amos of Rishus Rabim. If a person would carry 4 amos of Rishus Rabim, he's going to be chayiv. And we would have thought that if that's true, so it should be aser mirabonan to carry it 2 amos or 3 amos. Right? So we're telling the halacha saying that that's not true. Within the dalet amos, you're allowed to carry. They didn't aser it. Prima Gadim says, so why is that? Why isn't aser based on the rule of chatzi shir? You know, with the issue of the Torah is needed kazayas. Chatzishir is also min haTorah. We pass along to Berachot on the Chatzishir is also min haTorah. So the Prima Gadim introduces an idea which other Achronim also say is different to what he calls Chatzishir and Chatzim Melacha. Chatzishir, a person eats, so the shir of eating a nevela, chaylev, all these things is a kazayas. A person eats half a kazayas, he's eating a nevela, he's eating chaylev, he's only eating half a shir. Right? But so the Melacha of Kotzer. Malachim Kotzer is to reap, to cut things out from the source of growth. The person is not chayiv till he cuts the amount which is the equivalent of the size of a kibergus, of a fig. He cuts half of that. He's doing Kotzer. It's chayiv shasim in the Torah. Over here, if the Malach is to move it 4 amas, moving it 2 amas is not half of the shear. That's not the action. The action is to move 4. He only moved the 2. That's called chatzim Malach. Right? So... if you look in your Pirush Mishnayos and the Yochin Boyer's Mishnayos, so there's on the side of the side there's something called Tosfos Chadashim, which is a leak of different proportion. So on the Mishnah in the seventh parak in Shabbos, the Mishnah of the Lama Tes Malachas, so there brings a thought from, you know, on the Tosfos Chadashim, which is a leak from different proportion. The Mishnah goes through Lama Tes Malachas. A few of the Malachas, the Mishnah says the amount you have to do. It says person who stitches, who sews 2 stitches, Shtei Tefiras. Person who writes Kosev Shtei Oisius. It doesn't say the Shurim by Kaitzer. It doesn't say the Shurim by Bishul. By some of the Malachas, it says the Shir. It says, why is it that it says the Shir by these things? So this argument, the Prima Gadim, that certain things, instead of the number being an amount to be chayv, but the action is considered the action, stitching 2 stitches attaches something. Stitching 1 stitch, it's not attached. It's not tefira, when only a partial shear. It's not the malach of tefira yet. That's what he suggests. Who's that word from? Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev. So you can now quote a piece from Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev in a pshat in halacha.
Go no.
What?
Go no.
Right?
What?
Right. That's why I didn't tell you the name of the who said it until after the board. So it's a geshmak of board.
Because why? Because he said chassid? Or
how many divrei halacha do you know from the Rav Yitzchak Berdichev?
Me? I didn't know many until just now.
Well, most people will give you the same answer. And I'm sure he has many, but there's not very there's nothing recorded from him, basically. This is almost the only thing I know recorded from him in the world of halacha. So the same argument over here, the Prima Gadim says that moving it less than dalet amos is not the malacha. The malacha is this movement of, like we spoke about, the idea it's moving beyond a certain area, that's the malacha. Until you move beyond that area, it's not the malacha at all. It's not half of the malacha. So it's mutter. So the malacha is a person can move, he has 4 amos, which he's allowed to carry within those 4 amos. Now, obviously, we need to define those 4 amos. What does that mean? So, remember, the malach is carrying dalet amos. Means you pick it up from point A, you move a dalet amos, and you put it down on point B. So, here we're saying that a person gets a square, which is 4x4, within which he's allowed to move things.
Wait, square or circle?
Square.
Can I, forgive me for interrupting, but you say 4 amos. Which shear? I mean, because
we're going to get to that.
How do you determine where the corners are in the square?
We're going to get to that too. Now, so within this square 4 amas, he's allowed to move things. That's almost not the same issue of carrying Dalet Amos, because you could have something which is in a square, which is a one Amma away from the end of the square. So he can only move it one Amma. There was once, so the Chazir says, that's the Rabbanan. Because it's not, the Malach is carrying something for Amos. We're saying we're going to give you a square for Amos within which you're allowed to move whatever you want. So theoretically, but that thing which is over there, the malach is picking it up from that spot, moving a dalet amos and putting it down. So theoretically, if I'm going, once I choose my four amos, right, we'll define whatever that is, that item, midaraisa, I can move it, it's up to 3.9 amos.
Wait.
But midrabanan, I can't.
Don't my four amos move with me?
Yeah, I was thinking, you're talking about a square. I would think that saying you could move it four amos, I would think it would be...
Okay, so do me a favor. Just hold judgment for about another 15 minutes, and you'll probably have most of your questions answered.
Actually,
I promise you. Okay?
I apologize.
Just to tell you, we're introducing this a new concept. Mr. Brewer and the Shulchan Aruch is going to introduce a lot of points about it.
Actually, let me ask a question. Do we have, like, a spare paper so you could, like, draw diagrams or...
I don't have anything on me right now.
Like, I could go to the car drift to get some paper.
I think we're fine for now. Okay, let's go.
Right.
Now, we measure these four amas based on the person's personal ama. Ama is from your pointing finger to your elbow.
Your pointing finger? Your index finger?
Index finger, not yet. Till the elbow.
Not from the longest finger, the middle finger, but from the index finger.
No.
From the longest finger, the middle finger.
Yeah.
Until where?
To your elbow.
Until your elbow.
But don't people have different body lengths and the like?
Yes.
Yes.
Which raises the question, what constitutes an ama?
Rima Mosa Katana, if he happens to be a person who's shorter than usual, right? We do give him an average. He doesn't lose because of it. He just gains. If a person is extremely tall, he'll gain.
Right.
A person's average, he has average. A person less than average, so he doesn't lose because of that. Okay.
So do amas depend on the person?
Normally, an amma does not depend on the person. This halacha, we're going to give you a four amma area, which is din d'rabbanan. We use your own amas. Okay. Now we're saying shokolachas bayan shisha tefachim. The definition of an amma is six tefachim. Now vayin lekamon v'simin shin sarivav. That there are regards to certain areas. First of all, I want to point out the reason why we're saying six tefachim is because in the Beis Hamikdash, the measurements of the building were in six amas of six tefachim. The measurements of the kelim were in amas of five tefachim. So we're pointing out over here that the standard measurement for most things in amas is six tefachim. There are some exceptions. So this is not one of the exceptions. Okay, so it's six tefachim. Okay, and it tells us now when you measure an amma, so you measure an amma based on tefachim, so you can have a very tight fist or a little bit of a looser fist. So what type of measurement do we use over here? So he says, look out later on in Shin Sarivav, which is the halacha, the person walks beyond the tchum. So if a person walks beyond the tchum, so the halacha is he gets dalet amos. Over there we measure the amos in a loose fist, so he gets a little bit of extra space. Okay.
So hold the fist. It includes the thumb, or because I always thought that amma was from here to here, without necessarily the thumb.
An amma, a tefach is four fingers.
It doesn't include the thumb.
Correct.
It's basically the width of your pulgus or your palm.
Okay. So let's see Sif Beis before we see Mishmar. Let's see Sif Beis. Arba amma sha'omru. When we say the person gets four ammas, heinu v'alach soinot. It means he gets them in a square. So if you get it in a square, if you're going from one end of the square to the actual opposite end of the square, you get the whole hypotenuse. So you get the alaksa, which is the diagonal. Suppose if you're measuring it as four amas, only four amas, you'd end up with a circle. Once you end up with a square, you gain on the edges, you're going to gain. So if you picture... your amma is, we're saying you get four ammas, so he has a square which is 4x4. So the hypotenuse, the diagonal going through the middle of the square is 5.6.
The square is 4x4 or 8x8?
4x4.
All right.
It's 5 amas and 3/5. It's 5.6. Right?
So if something was 1/2 amas to your right, you can pick, go 1/2 amas to your right, pick it, move it 3 amas to the left.
Well, but if it's 1/2, well we have to define this square. So we're giving you a square within which you're allowed to move. Again, I want to point out, it's not the din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa is any individual item, when you pick it up, you have up to 4 amas to put it, to move it, any direction that you want. We're coming along and saying, that's very nice. Meanwhile, you're going to pick a square, and within that square, we're going to allow you to move things. So once you have your square, if something is right about the edge of the square, it can't go any distance at all in that direction. That's the din d'rabbanan, the Chazanish says. That's the din d'rabbanan. Because d'oraisa, you look at each item separately. But we're not doing that. We're going to give you an area within which you get a certain area of space for yourself that you get to use. You pick the square. We'll see. Possibly you have to actually pick. You have to decide what it is. And within that area, we're going to give you right. We're going to allow you to carry.
Wait.
But we give it a square. Right? So. When we give you that square, so we give you a full square. Now, theoretically, we're saying a chiddush is in the raisa, which means we're allowing you to carry from an item which is right before the end of the square on your southeast corner. You can carry it all the way up to the northwest corner. So you carried it more than 4 amas. So we set a chumrah. You have an item which is over here, you want to carry it that way, you only get a 1/2 foot. Because it's in your square ended there. Even though Midrash said, really, I could pick it up and carry it 3.9 amas and put it down and be fine. We said, no, you can't do that. But I'm also gaining, I'm telling you that it's supposed to take it from my southeast corner to my northwest corner, or vice versa. Now, that's more than 4 amas. Hold it. So, we're now being mechadish, a chiddush in the din ha'tara, that this square works on a Torah level to the point that I carry it less than the hypotenuse of the 4 amas, I'm also not chayv d'oraisa. That's a chiddush in this din, d'oraisa, that we're being matar. Now you only get that, the question is, when do you get that? Do you get that every time? So like, let me keep redefining my square. So going back to my other scenario, the item is over here. I said, so midrabbanan, I got to stop here, because that's my square. Fine. Midrabbanan, how much do I get? I'll get up to 4 amas. Why up to 4 amas? Maybe let's argue that midrashah, my square is like this, and this is the hypotenuse of the my diagonal of my square, and I can go up to 5.5 amas, right? So that's a good question, which Mishmar will touch on. Okay, now v'yesh mishoymer the me'arba amas at chomesh u'shloisha chamoshim potra v'losu. This is not mutter, even though midrashah it's not chayiv. But it's not mutter. That once it's more than 4 amas or more, they ask it to be rabbanan. So the chiyuv comes when he does 5.6. This rabbanan comes when he does 4 amas, when he carries it 4 amas. Okay, so that's the basic picture. So we got the picture over here.
I thought the whole sif was the rabbanan according to the Chazanish. So what do you mean this last point is patra v'losa?
No, so the, what we're saying is, even though I have a square which is 4x4,
right,
which theoretically allows me to carry from here until here, that's also mirabonim, because I'm carrying more than 4 amas.
Okay, but again, if the whole sif is defining midrabanan midrabanan, isn't it strange to say this and to say, but midrabanan, you can't do this? The whole thing is midrabanan.
But midrabanan says, I give you a square. The midrabanan is a chumrah, it's not a kula.
Right.
It's a chumrah. Midrashah, look at each item separately. The chumrah says, listen, we're going to give you a square. You're allowed to move things within in that square. But we're going to make a limit. You can move things in the square up to 4 amas, not more than 4 amas.
So effectively,
right. So in this last little piece over here, right, that's beyond it, that's us midrabanan.
No. So I can pick something over here and move it to here.
Okay.
That's us 4 amas.
Right, right.
I can move it to here.
Right, I understand.
I just can't move it here. I'm not moving it beyond my dalal amas at all.
Right, and I understand. Just the lashon of that, this piece over here, it's patra v'losa, makes it sound, to me at least, it makes it sound like that if you violated the square in the other orientations, you'd be over another raisa. Just this over here is patra v'losa. It makes it sound like the whole sif is daraisa.
Well, we're, okay, I mean, we're discussing two different things. One thing is you get a square. We didn't discuss what happened. You go beyond the square. Now I'm taking another din. Within the square, there are limits. So, because one opinion says it's mutter, says the other opinion says no, it's not mutter. It's also by the rabban.
But I think you quote the chazanish that the square defines your limits from the rabban. So if you go outside of the square, I so that mean that you've been over half the rabban, not the right.
Correct. But that's a different discussion.
All right, so to me, the implication of the last statement that if you go that this last bit over here is Pater Avalosa seems to say that if you go over there, then it's Asa Midaraisa, then it's Chayev. You saying I can't cure that implication? I can't cure that sentence?
No. I told you halacha in Sif Aleph. Okay, so Sif Aleph tells me you have a square. What happens if you go by the square? I didn't discuss. Now I'm discussing, I wanted to find how big is the square. Say, right. Within the square, I'm saying Heter, not Isser. So comes the first opinion. It says you get the whole square. Says it's a second. No, you don't get the whole square. You only get part of the square. It's also your bottom.
Right.
But we're not discussing that wasn't the conversation of Sif Beis. Sif Aleph discusses what's beyond the square.
Yeah, but Sif Beis is a Yeshom on Sif Aleph.
What?
Sif Beis is a Yeshom on Sif Aleph.
No, it's not. It's Yeshom on the Heim Alach Sarna.
All right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Saying Sif Beis is mechadash to me that the definition of the square is like this.
Right.
And then it says some say within that square there's some limitations.
Right.
So it's modifying Sif Beis, not Sif Aleph. It's not going back on Sif.
Yeah.
I mean,
in a way.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Call Adam. So the pasuk says each person can dwell in his place. Okay. So each person gets a certain amount of space. What amount the person would normally be sitting in? How much is that? The person will lie out. The average person takes, in general, is 3 amas tall. Shir Chazal D'Arach Adam Shehu Shir Tachta of Havi Shalosh Amas. When you spread out your arms and you stretch out your legs, you get another amas. So the person would lying down, he would take about 4. He would take approximately 4 amas. So that's the shir we're going to give you.
Hold on. By definition, it's more than, if you're 3 amas tall and you spread out your hands, as you said, your amas from here to the elbow. But what about this part of your arm? You'd actually be more than 4 amas.
Okay, average person, the elbow was about the top of his head. So within this square, you can carry as much. You can move things around as much as you want. Okay. Arba amos. Now we're going to say we're here with some somos. Hanoshim do some betzimtzum. I'm in sepeis. Arba amos shomru hein belachson. Okay. So we measure them over here. We measure them as tight amos. Not as loose amas. So we look at each fish as fist tightly. So if you look at each time the fist a little loosely, eventually that adds up. Then you get more space, and then each amas is a little bit longer. Then 4 amas is a little bit longer than that. You know, it starts adding up. But over here, the measurement of the 4 amas is mitzumtzum. They have to be tight. Okay, but you do get a square.
The measurement of what 4 amas is mitzumtzum.
Okay, so you came late, but we discussed the person gets
here. I think this page should be good.
Okay. Person gets a square, right? So this is 4. This is 4. So that's right. 4 is 16. So this is the square root of 32, which Dr. Katz tells me is 5.6. Right? The square root of 32.
4 times square root of 2, about 5.6. Almost 5.6.
Okay. See? There we go. I put words in your mouth, but I was right. That's what you're going to say. Okay.
How did you get 32? Or 4 times 4 is 16.
No. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Oh.
4 times squared is 16.
Right.
4 squared is 16. A squared is 16 plus 16 is 32.
Right.
And this is C squared is 32, means the square root of 32 is the length of this, which is 5.6.
Okay. Sorry. It's been a long time since I did that kind of math.
Right. I mean, it's a little bit more exactly because it's assuming that, right, one by one, if you have a block which is one by one, We're using 1.4. Really, it's 1.414. So, okay, it's close enough. If he's tall, we use his arm to measure the arba amos. So he gets an extra length. Now, in a case where a person is not proportionate, he can be tall but has short arms. So what do you do in that situation? So the Chazon Ish has a suffix in that situation. What to do in that situation? The average person, the average person who's tall, the average tall person, his limbs are proportionate to the rest of his size. Okay, but if Amasuk Katano, so the first shot the Mishnah Berurah says over here means that the person's the average height, but his arm happens to be short. So then we don't penalize him by having short arms. But if the whole person is actually short, Mishnah Berurah is mashma, so then he actually does not get the average size. But that seems to be a discussion of a person who's very short. What's the luck in that situation? He says, look later on in Siman Shin Sarivov, when a person goes beyond Tchum Shabbos, not discussing carrying anything, just how much space do we allow him to walk around in? So he gets 4 amos. The person walks beyond the Tchum, the person is no longer within his Tchum, he only has 4 amos. But those 4 amos are measured Berevach. There we measure it, we give it a little extra space. The 4 amos, he measured the 4 amos over there. Loosely, so he gets a little bit extra space. Okay, but kindly in tiltal arba amos birshus rabim yesh lahakmer dafkim and tumsamas kenavas and cut and bay. Like I said before, over here we're going to measure it in tight, smaller tfachim, hence smaller amos, hence smaller 4 amos. Okay, so we said you get hain balach soin and klemer the shir arba amos who hain balach soin, and we get it with as a square, so you get the diagonal. So it comes out that on a deraisa level, we're allowing a person to carry an item from right over here all the way to right over here. He can carry it 5.5 amas, 5.5 amas, as long as he's within his square. Well, he carried something more than 4 amas in Rishos Rabbim. It must be that on the Torah level, that's mutter, that situation. Now, well, let me boy him tilt al alachson ha'olam. Then a chayv pachas mishir alachson shel arba amos. I feel him tilt beribua ha'olam miyinsuch lamarav on mitzaf and ladorim. Now me a chayv pachas mikashir alachson. So now, maybe we should argue that's only true when you call this north. Right. So this is north. So we give him a square which is north. It follows the direction of the world. So that's a nice way to give him. And then he gets this whole space. But if north is that way, so why do we give him, so it means if we're measuring the square, the square really should look like that. So he doesn't get 5.6, he should only get 4. Right? But we don't do that. We say no matter which way it's facing, we're going to give him from here until here to be derisive.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be a square, so each side is supposed to be equal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure why the reorienting it. I mean, I get that you're going from diagonal corners, so that gives you more things. But still,
so from here till here, he's allowed to carry.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's 5.5 amos. Right? Because this is 4, this is 4, this is 5.6. Yeah. So carrying from inside is 5.5.
Wait, okay. A question. Are we saying that one of the sides has to be facing north?
No, Mishnah Berurah is saying not only in the case where you're orienting the square based on the directions of the world do we give you a square, but even in the case where you're not doing that, you still get a square, which means you still gain the hypotenuse. So I don't care whether the orientation is north is this way, And I said, okay, it makes sense. You know, the Torah gave directions, and when you get to have this much north, and by making a square you gain all this space, but what about if north is this way? So why do I draw the square this way and give myself the four amos? Maybe I should draw the square this way, and all of a sudden I only get four amos, not all the 5.6. So that's not true. So that's still not Chayav D'Rais. All the Kharim agree with the Rambam that you cannot beyond four amos, you cannot carry midrabbanan. But less than four amos, within up to four amos is mut. Zui dasa Rambam. So this is the opinion of the Rambam. Everything is wonderful. So if you already actually have chosen a space, the guy's in there, says, he says, you know, I need to move some things. Okay, he's chosen a direction of where his Dalet Amos are going to be, and he's moving things in there. Once that he's done that, he gets to carry the whole up to 5.6. He hasn't chosen Dalet Amos. So then you can't say, even though Midrash says theoretically any direction is always the Alachsa, but Mirabonon it's also. But if you've chosen your Dalet Amos, now you get the whole area. Let's hold it here. Yeah.